would give me small gifts.
Small gifts of money.
A freeloading son.
Where did you get the money for the car?
From my mother.
So when mom needed a hand,
you paid for her insurance with a credit card.
I made two payments on it.
One question begs to be asked.
Was this for your car? I want you to be really, really careful with me, sir. You don't want to get on my bad side.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Kenneth Trotter and his girlfriend, 20-year-old Caitlin Menser, are suing Kenneth's mother, Nancy Pyle, for an unpaid loan and the return of their car keys.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 165 on the calendar in the matter of Menser Trotter versus Pyle. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Trotter, this is your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is your girlfriend?
Yes.
Your girlfriend says that she made a loan to your mother, and you say that your mother has some property that belongs to you.
Yes.
Your mother says that she never took a dime from you. As a matter of fact, she supports you. She bought you a couple of cars, paid you food, helped you out. Over the years, she's got a counterclaim. Miss Menser, how long have you and Mr. Trotter been together?
3.5 years.
And did you always maintain your own residence?
Yes.
You never lived with Miss Pyle?
No.
Did Mr. Trotter move in with you, you move in with him, or did you move in together?
Shortly after we got together, he moved in with me.
He moved in with you?
Yes.
Are you still in the same residence?
No.
When did you move?
We moved August of 2010.
Where did you move to?
We moved to Eugene, Oregon, or Springfield.
Why did you move?
I had graduated high school and I was attending college in Eugene.
Were you working?
No.
Were you working, Mr. Trotter?
No, not at that time.
Who was supporting you?
Caitlin was.
What about your mother?
My mother would give me small gifts.
Like what?
Money every once in a while.
Like small gifts of money?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, I just wait for all the smoke to pass so that I can see things clearly. It takes me a while to get there sometimes. You just be patient. So she'd give you small gifts of money?
Yes.
How often would she give you small gifts of money?
Maybe once every couple months.
Okay. And when you say small, $5, $10?
$10 to $20.
And what were you doing, Mr. Trotter, at that time?
I was looking for work.
So you were doing nothing?
Correct.
When you were looking for work, how did you get around from place to place looking for work?
I had a 88 Dodge.
You had a car?
Yes.
When did you purchase the car?
In June 2011.
For how much?
$500.
Where did you get the money?
I got the money from...
Be careful. Mr. Trotter, I want you to be really, really careful with me, sir. You don't want to get on my bad side. I want you to just trust me on that one. So before you look over to the carpet and look up at the ceiling and look over to Bird for some sympathy, I'm going to ask you the question again. Where did you get the money for the car?
I got the money from my previous vehicle that I sold when the engine went out.
And where did you get the money for that vehicle?
The vehicle was a gift.
From whom?
From my mother.
There you go. I knew we were going to get there eventually, Mr. Trotter. So that car your mother bought for you as a gift. And how old were you when she bought you that car?
She got the car when I was 15 years old.
And how long did you drive it?
I drove the car for 2 months.
And then you sold it for how much?
And then the engine went out.
How much
and
did you
I sell? Sold the vehicle for $1,200.
So you sold that car for $1,200 and then you bought another one for $500?
Yes.
Which gave you a net profit of $700.
Correct.
What'd you do with that money?
I paid off a loan my landlord had given me.
For what?
For insurance.
Insurance for what?
For my vehicle, the one that went out. That I had to sell.
How old are you now?
21.
Is that the last car that you bought for $500, sir?
Yes.
Is that the car you're currently driving?
No.
What's the make and model of the car you're currently driving?
A 97 Honda Accord.
And when was that car purchased?
December 2011.
How much was that car?
I'm currently still paying for it. It's going to be around $3,000.
How much was the car in total?
I don't understand.
What was the total purchase price of the car?
$5,000.
I mean, you say that as if you've given me that figure before. You had not. Where'd you get the money for that car?
I am currently working and paying for it.
Where did you get the down payment from?
From my job.
Not from your mother or from a grandmother?
No.
You saved it up from your job?
Yes.
Okay. Now you want to tell me about this alleged loan that you made to Miss Pyle, Miss Mensah.
Yes. So she never liked me from the get-go.
I don't care.
And I was always trying to do nice things for her. She came to me in December 2010 to my residence and said she needed some help with money. I don't like to loan people money. I didn't want to loan her money.
Wait just a second. She came to your house. Had you invited her?
No, I believe she was dropping off Kenny.
What do you mean she was dropping off Kenny?
He had been visiting with her. And
so she brought your boyfriend home?
Mm-hmm.
And when she brought your boyfriend home, she came into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the conversation.
She asked to borrow some money and...
No, nobody says, can I borrow some money? That's not the conversation that people have.
Excuse me, can I
borrow some money? That's not the way things start.
She said that she was having some trouble paying some bills and was wondering if I would help her out. I had just got a new credit card that I hadn't made any purchases on yet. So she asked if I could use that to pay off her insurance. And she was reluctant, but she showed me that proof that she was gonna begin getting Social Security in January of 2011. She hadn't been getting it to this point. She didn't have an income. And she would have well over enough to pay me back and pay her bills from then on. So I gave her the money.
No, you didn't give her money.
Well, no. I paid her $600.
You paid for her insurance with a credit card?
Yes.
Easy.
I made two payments on it. This is one of the payments. There's the $600. Gotcha. And this is proof that I do not have that insurance.
Fine. So. Great. I'd like to take a look at that. Proof that you don't have this insurance.
And he does.
What kind of car do you drive?
Me, I drive a 2010 Ford Focus.
Who insures it?
American Family.
How long have they insured it?
I've been with them for over 6 years.
Did her credit card ever pay American Family for insurance?
No, ma'am, it did not.
Show me where that happened.
That's the bill that she asked me to pay.
No, no, no. Show me where your credit card, you would get a statement.
Yes.
And the statement would say, from your credit card, paid American Family in 2010, this amount for insurance.
When she asked me to borrow the money, she'd asked me to pay that bill. I had no idea what insurance she had.
Doesn't make any difference.
That was the bill she asked me to pay.
It didn't make any difference. On your statement, if you have a credit card, it says, went into Macy's, Home Goods, $60. Mm-hmm. Bloomingdale's, socks, yes. $13.75. American Family Insurance, $600. That's what your credit card statement says. That's all I want to see.
Except she didn't ask me to pay for American Family Insurance.
What was it?
She asked me to pay for the Progressive Insurance that is on there.
So she asked you to pay for Progressive Insurance under this policy number?
Yes.
Okay. That's very easy to find out. Progressive will let us know. You have Progressive Insurance?
No, I do not.
Have you ever?
I've never. Kenny's the one that has Progressive.
You have Progressive Insurance?
Not currently, no.
Did you then?
Yes.
So she's paying her boyfriend's insurance and charging it to me.
She agreed to pay the money.
Was this for your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
Your Honor.
No.
What is wrong with you people? You mean if I hadn't asked all of these questions, I was going to have to wait for her to tell me? So his mother asked you to pay for your boyfriend who you sleep with's car insurance, and you led me to believe it was for her insurance?
I didn't know whose it was for.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Nothing.
No.
Zero. Your
no.
case is dismissed.
No.
Done. Finished.
No.
Oh, you're done.
No.
Oh, trust me. Trust
she
me.
She also has the keys
trust
to our
me.
Car. $400.
Me. Let me tell you something. Trust me. You are done. You're finito. Done. Now, sir. You're suing because you say your mother has keys to your car. Let me see if I understand this right. Your girlfriend and you needed a little bit of time away from each other. So you went over to your mother's house. This was a long time ago. So she kicked you out. You went to your mother's house. You got into some difficulty with your brother. So she kicked you out. And you went back to your girlfriend's house. And you say sort of in the transition, your mother dropped your stuff off on the porch. And not included in that stuff was a set of car keys. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Get a life.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
So when he made this statement to you, he was 18 years old, that he wanted you to stay home and take care of the child, and he would go out and work.
Yes.
Brilliant. I don't even want to go into it anymore. It's an old story. I can't even hear my voice anymore when I talk about it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kenneth Crotter and his girlfriend, Caitlin Mensah, claim Kenneth's mother, Nancy Pyle, owes for a loan and the return of car keys. Nancy is countersuing, also for an unpaid loan.
Go get a life. Get two good jobs, get a life. And before you think of starting a family, think harder. Now, you have a counterclaim
that
looks to me, Ms. Pyle, like a little bit of nonsense. Because it looks to me like you have been stooping them money, or at least him, for a long time.
Very long time.
And now you sort of got fed up and you'd like it all back.
Yep.
No, you can't have it all back. What I'm going to give you is the following advice. Cut him off.
Oh, I did, Your Honor.
He's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's cooked. You're finished. Don't spend another nickel on him.
That
got it?
That stopped a long time ago, yes.
Perfect. Goodbye.
Your Honor.
So how are we supposed
You're
to pay the $400?
You are
the
done.
Fines are excused. You may step out.
She needed to learn a lesson when she asked to borrow money.
Since the moment I met her, she's been mooching off of me.
She needs to pay it back. It doesn't matter what it's for.
And my mother, so that's just what she does.
Well, she never liked me.
That is very accurate.
She wouldn't even let me into her house for a long time.
I do not like her even more so now.
I have no idea.
All she's ever done was mooch on me.
I don't want anything to do with her ever again.
Right now, that's fine because
I hope to never speak to my mother again.
They say they want me to leave them alone. I haven't spoke or called them for over 2 years.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dennis versus Reinhardt. Step forward.
20-year-old Brittany Dennis is suing the father of her child, 21-year-old Kelly Reinhardt, for damaging her TV during an argument.
All right, let's just start with the story from the day that the two of you who live together, you have a child together, you were living in whose house? You have parents?
My dad's.
Your dad's house. You had an argument. The argument was about you getting a job.
No.
Well, that's what he says.
No. What happened was I was taking care of my daughter just like how I do every day. And he just, I don't know if he had a bad night at work. I don't know what happened. But he woke up and he was so mad about nothing. And he started getting in my face, telling me, oh, well, you can leave. Why don't you just call your mom? But I didn't have a phone. So he was almost saying it like a joke, like, why don't you use your phone to call your mom? He wouldn't let me have a cell phone. So it was just like, he was trying to control everything. So then I said, you know what?
Nobody can control anything if you are an independent person. Work, provide for yourself, take care of yourself. Don't have children before you're ready to take care of them. Don't have children that you're not fiscally prepared to take care of. Then nobody can control you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy. If you choose to have a baby when you're not ready to, and you have to move into his father's house, mm-hmm. and you decide to stay home and not work, somebody else is going to control you. That's what's going to happen.
He said that if I had my daughter, that he would be the one to go to work, and he wanted me to stay home. That was his idea of how it
How worked. Old are you, 12? How old are you?
21.
21. And how old is your daughter?
She just turned 2.
She turned 2. So when he made this statement to you, he was 18 years old, 18
yeah.
and a half,
yes.
that he wanted you to stay home and take care of the child, and he would go out and work. And how old are you?
I'm 20.
And you're 20. So when he had this conversation, this deep conversation with you, you were 17 and a half?
Yes.
Brilliant. All right. I don't even want to go into it anymore. It's an old story. I can't even hear my voice anymore when I talk about it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She didn't like the fact that she felt as if she was being controlled. I have a feeling that that's a tough thing to control her. I don't have that problem. I'm still looking for the person to control me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Dennis says the father of her child, Kelly Reinhardt, broke her TV and its stand during an argument.
So don't talk about trying to be controlled. You don't want to be controlled. Get an education, get a job, and be independent. That way nobody's going to control you. Now, this is all about the fact that she says that you got mad during this whole brouhaha because she said she was leaving and you broke her television set.
I didn't break it.
Well, tell me how it happened.
Me and her was arguing because I'm just stressed about the fact that I got to work every single day and she bickers and yells at me.
She and I were arguing.
Yeah, she and I.
Better.
We're arguing And then it escalated to the fact of where she said she was going to take my daughter, started packing her things, getting ready to leave. And I just tried to explain to her one more time, just tried to work it out.
How did you explain? How did you try to explain?
I said, sorry for what had happened. I'm trying to work this out.
No,
and then I got pushed and I stumbled
back. No. I don't want you to speak.
And fell into
him.
The TV.
You know, I don't hear a word that you're saying.
I stumbled
back. I don't hear a word you're saying. Are you trying to talk when I'm talking to her?
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Let me tell you something. She didn't like the fact that she felt as if she was being controlled. I have a feeling that that's a tough thing to control her. I don't have that problem. I'm still looking for the person to control me. And I'm getting very old. Now, how were you trying to talk to her?
By saying sorry and apologizing.
Sorry, like this.
Yeah,
I just want to know how you were doing.
I was talking to her
face to face
when she was walking out the door.
Were you standing up?
Yeah, I was standing up by the door.
You're talking while I'm talking. And you think that I can hear you. But I actually can't hear you. When I am speaking, the only words I hear and the only words that I actually want to hear are my own.
Yeah.
Were you sitting or standing?
Standing.
Both of you?
Yes.
How close were you to each other when you were having this discussion and you were pleading with her?
Face to face.
And then what happened?
And then she said, no, I'm taking your daughter and I'm leaving. You're never going to see her again.
That did not
then
happen.
I got pushed and stumbled back.
I'm going to dismiss your case. 1, 2, 3. You interrupt him again, I'm going to dismiss your case.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And then I stumbled back and hit the TV and it fell and broke.
You stumbled back because?
It was a hard push.
Oh, she pushed you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're his brother?
Yes.
Were you there?
Yes, I was.
Stand up. So, tell me what happened.
I was there and they were arguing and then she was trying to leave and then he ended up punching the TV.
How did he punch the TV?
With his hands.
What part of the TV did he punch?
Screen.
You know that for sure as you're standing there?
Yes.
That he punched the screen, and what happened when he punched the screen?
The TV fell over.
Now, if somebody said that the TV fell over because he kicked the stand, they would be lying, right?
Yes.
And because you know that he never kicked the stand, he punched the screen.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you can sit. You know what you said. Don't you? No. Listen to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, do you remember what you swore to in your complaint?
Yes, because he didn't see that part. What happened was...
Don't tell me what he didn't see. He said he saw exactly
no,
that part.
No, he punched the TV, but... I'm sorry.
He said he... punched the TV and it fell over, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly what you saw. He punched the TV on the screen and it fell over.
Yes.
He didn't kick the TV stand, sending the entire thing crashing down. That's not what he did. He punched the TV screen.
Yes.
Right. Well, then you got to get your story straight. Because Miss Dennis says,
no,
as I was proceeding to leave, Kelly kicked the TV stand, sending it crashing to the ground.
No, what I was saying is he punched the TV, and then as he did that, when I was leaving, I was literally walking out the door. Once I seen him do that and get aggressive like that around my daughter, he was cussing, she was screaming at him, she was freaking out. Then he kicked the TV stand. Like, the TV was off of the stand is what I'm saying, and then he kicked the stand, and it was so bad put together that it was like it just like fell into pieces.
Listen, you could say it as much as you're saying it right now, but I'm telling you, the two of you just told me two entirely different stories. He says he saw it, punched the TV screen, and when he punched the TV screen, it went down. You swore that he didn't punch the TV screen, that he kicked the stand.
No.
And as a result of kick, that's what you said.
No, I'm saying he punched the TV, and I seen that with my own eyes. And as I was walking out the front door, then I heard all this noise, which was the TV falling, then he's kicking.
Bye. Can't help you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
What do you want from her, Mr. Nelson?
They vacationed as a couple.
I advanced all the money, $2,200.
But came back single.
Then she kicked me out. She left me at the curb at the airport.
Judge Judy.
He did break my stand and my TV.
Didn't break the TV.
He was just in a bad mood.
I woke up and I was just mad.
And that's just what happened.
And she pushed me and I stumbled and fell back into the TV and it broke.
I left and I just didn't even want to be around that.
Cause just stressed out.
He just liked to control everything.
I control some things.
And I just was sick of it and I didn't want to do that anymore.
But the majority of the time I'm not controlling those situations.
I hope that we can be friends for our daughter.
Work it out for our daughter's sake.
And be civil around her.